And we are back rolling right along on a busy Monday morning. I really still can't believe it is the final Monday in April, but we've got a lot to look forward to right around the corner. You know, we live in such a little slice of paradise. There is absolutely no excuse to be bored, and it is always such a pleasure when I get to welcome some of our little theater family right here in studio. And what a joy and an honor to welcome Miss Karen Paulson on the air with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. We are a family. Thank you for saying that.
We truly are. We absolutely are. It's such a fantastic group. And you brought a little support here with you this morning. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Good morning, Amy. How are you today?
Doing very well. You all must be busy because we're coming very, very close to opening night for the next production. Can we talk a little bit about that?
We sure can. It's called Crash Cart.
And this is a debut, a premiere in every sense of the word. And I'm so happy that you were able to come in this morning because you are such an accomplished talent that folks maybe don't realize all that you put in. You're not just directing this show. This is your show.
Thank you so much. That's really sweet. Yes, I'm directing it, but you're right. It's not just my show. I tell the actors, the production team, I wrote it, but they made it come alive. They embraced the characters and the plot. Barbara, she can't get through reading one sentence without laughing, and
she's
really
laughing
appreciate
right
that.
Now.
It's true. Every night I read the script, and every night I laugh. All these weeks later.
So you've been helping out, you know, kind of behind the scenes, but right. You're watching the rehearsals and how this production is coming to life.
Right. Absolutely. It's always when you do a show, it's always nice to see them become a family on the stage and how the actors then become that person in the script. It's been fun. This is a fun show for me. And you know, you learn in there that laughter is the best medicine.
It's true. And I believe that is the premise of this production.
Yes.
So for someone that, I don't know, maybe they just got into town yesterday and they're interested in taking in this show, how would you describe the plot or the synopsis?
Well, I would say that you would be on a journey of the 3 to 11 shift in this emergency room. We have a head nurse who I'm guessing at one time she was in the military. She's very stern. She absolutely is rigid. And then we have this young, nowadays we call them residents, Dr. Ted, who likes to do magic. I'm not sure he wanted to be a doctor, but he ended up being a doctor because of being warned he'd end up in the emergency room. So, you know, he goes about his way. We have a little saucy nurse that the janitor is absolutely in love and smitten by. We have a mysterious prisoner that comes he's had some health issues. And then we have a young parents-to-be waiting for the arrival of their first child. And it's just fun. There's, you know, we have an injured patient who just is an accident waiting to happen. And then we have this young patient who is just so mesmerized by Dr. Ted and mimics him, making balloons and doing all kinds of cute things and stuff like that. And the ending is almost the best part of the show.
So it's what you would, like a heartwarming comedy.
Absolutely. And if you don't laugh, you didn't come to the theater.
Miss Karen, this is not the first play that you have written. You have quite a few under your belt now. What number is this?
Full length plays. It's 17 and 12 that have been produced. I'm writing some shorter plays because I'm trying to get them out there. And I think I'm still writing this one as we go because they're just inspiring me. And if something comes up, we just add it. We just keep adding things. I have to just stop.
So you're directing a show that it's from a script that you also wrote. Does that come with its own special challenges? Or do you think it makes it easier to say, all right, I like that. Let's add it in.
I think it's easier to say it because there's just no limits, really. If they bring something, I add it. Barbara brought this prop to me that I never thought I would use. We end up naming it.
Oh, yes.
It's a skeleton, and we named it Edgar. And pretty soon we had Edwina, the skeleton. Okay. I mean, you give me a prop, and I'll find a use for it.
How long have you been writing?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Oh,
it's always
20, 30 years, something like that. This play I actually wrote in 2013.
I was going to ask, where did you get your inspiration? How did this idea come about?
I was in the emergency room with somebody, and I looked across the glass, and I saw there was a prisoner that was brought in.
Oh, my gracious.
And I just imagine what different kind of people would be in an emergency room.
So you sort of fashioned it from an experience that you had, and it took off on a life of its own, I guess.
Yeah, it's still taking off on a life of its own.
How long have you been involved with the Little Theater?
2006, I came. I was in Our Town.
It's been part of that family for a minute.
Right. Yeah. My first play there that I wrote was 2013. That was Defending Lizzie.
And Crash Cart opens this week?
It does. It opens Thursday.
Thursday is opening night. And folks that would like to attend, how do they go about getting tickets?
Well, they can go online at nsbplayers.org. Or they can stop by the theater on Thursdays and Fridays. The box office is open. And then 2 hours before the show opens on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a matinee on Sunday at 2, there'll be somebody there to sell them seats. But, yeah, you can call. Yeah,
call the box office,
the box
go
office,
online.
Yeah.
Well, get your tickets early. I'm sure that they are going very, very quickly. Crash Cart opens this week at the Little Theater in New Smyrna Beach. Ladies, thank you for taking the time to come in and chat with us this morning. We appreciate it. Wishing everybody to break legs. I guess they'll be in the right place if that really happens.
I wouldn't necessarily go there if I was in trouble, but thank you so much.
You all take care. We've got to take a quick break in a 2020 Volusia County News Update. It's coming up for you next.
You're right here with us every day.
It's what I listen to.
And we have just one thing to say. Thanks for listening. The stations of W.